PRI, Public Radio International.
I would only eat it in Valencia or in Spain, in the Mediterranean, because the weather and the humidity and everything influences in the taste, I think. So I never feel like having a paella outside of Spain.
He knows how to make a good paella, but chooses not to. For that, you must go to Valencia, where Pittsburgh Symphony guest conductor Gustavo Gimeno was born. For Stravinsky, Debussy, Rodrigo, and Johnny Greenwood, you can come to Heinz Hall, where guitarist Pablo Villegas plays the Rodrigo Fantasy for a Nobleman. The Pittsburgh Symphony plays the suite from the film There Will Be Blood by Johnny Greenwood, along with Debussy's Daphnis and Chloe and Stravinsky's Card Game. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. This program is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Johnny Greenwood is the multi-talented lead guitarist, keyboardist, and songwriter for the English rock band Radiohead. He was born in Oxford, England in 1971. Greenwood learned to play the viola along the way and was influenced by Krzysztof Penderecki. He says his favorite piece is by Olivier Messiaen, the Taranga Lila Symphony. In 2007, Greenwood wrote the soundtrack for the movie There Will Be Blood with director Paul Thomas Anderson, who adapted Upton Sinclair's novel Oil for the screen. It was written about the California oil barons in the early 20th century. The movie won 8 Academy Award nominations, an Oscar, a Golden Globe, and a Screen Actors Guild Award for Daniel Day-Lewis as Best Actor. In 2012, Johnny Greenwood put together a 6-movement concert suite from his score with Open Spaces, Future Markets, Hope of New Fields, Henry Plainview, Proven Lands, and Oil. So do you need to know anything about Radiohead or the movie to enjoy the music? That was the question I posed to Gustavo Gimeno.
When I heard for the first time to the suite, I really thought it's in a way very compact kind of music. Nothing you miss and nothing is too much, or it just feels very right to me. It stands by itself and has an excellent shape as well. So I'm looking forward to performing.
Here is guest conductor Gustavo Gimeno to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It's the Heinz Hall premiere of the suite from the film music for There Will Be Blood by Johnny Greenwood. the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, with Gustavo Gimeno making his Heinz Hall debut. You heard the first performance in Pittsburgh of the suite from the film music for There Will Be Blood by Johnny Greenwood. The music ended with Oil. We heard Proven Lands, Henry Plainview, Hope of New Fields, Future Markets, and Open Spaces. The music is from the 2007 soundtrack for the movie There Will Be Blood, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson and starring Daniel Day-Lewis. The suite was first heard in Amsterdam at the Concertgebouw on June 6, 2012, with André de Ridder conducting.
Definitely creates an atmosphere from the very first note, and different atmospheres throughout the whole piece. In all movements have a different identity. Indeed, do immediately create a special atmosphere which is different and which makes, on the other hand, it's good maybe not to have images for to listen to this music, because you could as well, then you get the freedom as a listener to dream, to think further, to everyone would set up own story, own images, and why not, which is the way music works as well, and I think it's better that way.
Making his Heinz Hall debut, guest conductor Gustavo Gimeno, who will join our soloist for Joaquin Rodrigo in just a moment. They're both Spanish-born, Gustavo Gimeno from Valencia and guitarist Pablo Villegas from Rioja.
The guitar is a very sexy instrument. The troubadour stands beneath the window of his beloved to get her to let down her hair or whatever.
Exactly.
I don't know. And have you ever done this?
Yeah, well, I guess. But actually, you know, John Corigliano, this great American composer, composed a guitar concerto called Trovadors. And I played it a few weeks ago, and it's a beautiful piece, and it's this exploration of the, you know, this other side of the guitar when the guitar was used to give serenades by trovadors.
The Romance of the Guitar has brought Pablo Villegas back to Heinz Hall for the Fantasy for a Gentleman by Joaquin Rodrigo. Villegas was born in 1977. He is from the country with a unique tie to the guitar, Spain. He made his Heinz Hall debut last season playing the Rodrigo Concierto Aranjuez. Last summer, he gave a solo recital for Chamber Music Pittsburgh at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in Pittsburgh's East Liberty. Pablo Villegas told me Joaquin Rodrigo evokes an earlier time with his Fantasia.
It's Rodrigo looking backwards, looking to the past, looking to the music of the Renaissance, the dances from Spain, Gaspar Sant. At that time, the keyboard hadn't been invented yet, just the organ, I mean, it was starting. So you know, the guitars, the lutes, the vihuelas, those were the instruments that were used in the court and also in the streets. And of course, the polyphony in the churches. So is Joaquin Rodrigo looking backwards and getting inspiration from all that musical atmosphere of the Renaissance.
Here is Pablo Villegas to play the Fantasy for a Nobleman by Joaquin Rodrigo with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gustavo Gimeno.
Thank you.
Music by Joaquin Rodrigo, his Fantasy for a Nobleman, the Fantasia para un Gentil Hombre for guitar and orchestra. It was Pablo Villegas playing the guitar with Gustavo Gimeno conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony.
I'm from Rioja. It's a wine region. It's in the middle north of Spain. We have a fantastic wine, one of the best, and great food, nice people. It's a nice place to visit, so you know, I invite everybody to go there and enjoy that beautiful part of Spain too.
Guitarists will want to know, who made your instrument? How long have you had it? Do you have a house, a warehouse full of guitars?
No, I don't. I have two guitars, two professional guitars. Both of them are by the same guitar maker. He's from Germany. Many people ask me, like, why from Germany? It's the Spanish guitar. Well, you know, the guitar is such an international instrument nowadays. It's a beautiful instrument. The guitar maker lives in Passau in Germany. His name is Matthias Damann. He builds 10, 12 guitars a year. There is like an 8 or 10 years waiting list. He lives in the middle of the woods. He's a genius. It's a lovely instrument, and I've tried hundreds of instruments in my life, and only a few, you know, less than five, really touch my heart. And you know, it's like love at sight, at first sight. And with this instrument, that's what happened.
Joaquin Rodrigo was born in 1901 in Valencia, Spain. He died on the 6th of July, 1999, in Madrid. The Fantasy for a Gentleman was first heard at the War Memorial Opera House in San Francisco on the 5th of March, 1958. Andres Segovia played the premiere with Enrique Horta conducting. Among the guitarists to play the Fantasia in Pittsburgh, Christopher Parkening, who played it at Heinz Hall with Donald Johannes conducting on the 17th of January, 1975. Pablo Villegas has his guitar in his hand, and we're going to have an encore.
Thank you very much to this wonderful orchestra. It's such a great pleasure playing with you. It's great inspiration too. And also working with my colleague, Gustavo Gimeno from Spain, bringing you a little bit of our roots. I'm going to play a Gran Jota by Francisco Tárrega, a piece which comes from my region, Rioja. Thank you for your sensitivity.
Cajota by Francisco Tarrega, with Pablo Villegas, offering an encore after he played the Fantasy for a Gentleman by Joaquin Rodrigo at Heinz Hall. Pablo Villegas has a new recording out on the Harmonia Mundi label. It's called Americano. Pablo Villegas was inspired to take guitar lessons after seeing Segovia on television. He made his first public performance at 7 years old and went on to graduate at the top of his class at the Royal Conservatoire in Madrid. His home is in New York City today. He studied for his master's and doctorate with David Starobin at the Manhattan School of Music. Still to come on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, music by Igor Stravinsky, his card game, Jeu de Cartes, along with Daphnis and Chloe, the second suite by Maurice Ravel. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony. I'm Jim Cunningham. Malia Toronjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony, assistant conductors Francesco Lecce Chong and Andres Franco. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air 24 hours a day on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website, with archived concerts available on demand. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel or visit WQED.org Audio on Demand. I hope you'll write. Send me a note. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. It's the Pittsburgh Symphony Folding Paper Binoculars. They're blue. They'll fit in your pocket for getting a better look at the stage. They're lightweight. They won't annoy your seatmate or attract attention from curious ushers. Get one free while they last, along with the radio guide, the complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of our soloists this season, and a biography of music director Manfred Honeck. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history and more. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org. You'll find the website at psoradio.org. Don't forget to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast. You're listening to the Pittsburgh Symphony from Public Radio International.